Lynn Thigpen. You may not know the name, but you probably know the face or her voice. The award-winning actress died this week in Los Angeles. She was 54 years old.
It's hard to say what Thigpen was best known for. Her work is a seemingly endless list of roles, large and small, in theater, television, and film. Lynn Thigpen's face was so ubiquitous that, according to a 1992 Essence magazine article, people would stare at her for a moment and then ask if she had gone to high school with them.
At the time of her death, Thigpen was co-starring in the CBS television series The District. She played Ella Farmer, the D.C. police chief's savvy secretary. During the mid-80s, she was a regular on the shows L.A. Law and 30-something. That was in addition to a myriad of guest appearances on series including Law & Order and The Cosby Show. And Thigpen educated a generation of children as the tough-love chief detective on the PBS game show Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Lynn Thigpen had the acting bug from her youth. After getting her master's in acting at the University of Illinois, she decided to try to make it a full-time career. Her big break came soon after, when she was cast as the star of the off-Broadway musical Godspell. Thigpen won a Tony in 1997 for her performance as a black Jewish feminist in another Broadway play, An American Daughter. Her film appearances include Tootsie, The Insider, and Shaft.
Lynn Thigpen also brought her talent to audiobooks. In a 1999 interview with then All Things Considered host Noah Adams, she described how hard it is to keep still in front of a microphone when recording. Some books, she said, were harder than others, like the novel Jazz by author Toni Morrison.
You can't work with your whole body, and that's hard to hold still and try to get completely into it with only the voice. Jazz was the first book that I read, and Jazz was very difficult for me because it's like verbal jazz. It's like jazz with words and not notes.
Blind men thrum and hum in the soft air as they inch steadily down the walk. They don't want to stand near and compete with the old uncles positioning themselves in the middle of the block to play a six-string guitar. Blues man. Black and blues man. Black, therefore, blue man. Everybody knows your name. Where did she go and why, man? So lonesome I could die, man. My man, everybody knows your name.
Have you come upon any books that you've been asked to take a look at that you didn't particularly want to get involved with?
Let me put it this way. You get a book that you are not really enjoying reading. And everybody here laughs about this because you come back the next day or 2 days for your next session, and it's like it's grown pages on the shelf. A book that you don't like never ends.
Lynn Thigpen, who died this week in Los Angeles at the age of 54.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this and other NPR stations, and from the Amundsen Foundation for support of the NPR Endowment, helping to ensure NPR's financial future. From the Melville Charitable Trust, supporting efforts to find and fight the causes of homelessness, on the web at melvilletrust.org. And from Lou C. Kerr, for support of the NPR Fund for New Initiatives, helping to develop NPR's new programming and new media. This is NPR, National Public Radio.
A soothsayer once warned Julius Caesar, "Beware the Ides of March." On Weekend Edition, we say, "Beware the peal of annoying music." I'm Susan Stamberg. Annoyances of March plus Beethoven lost, now found. Also, the drumbeats of war and the latest news. Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.